USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Security was extra tight this year as people celebrated the arrival of 2019 in towns and cities across the nation, including in Times Square, where the rain didn't dampen people's spirits any. There were no major problems reported at any of the celebrations. President Trump answering Senator Elizabeth Warren's announcement that she's taking the first step to run for president in 2020.
We'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
Trump was speaking about the Democratic senator's announcement in an interview with Fox News.
She says she's in the fight all the way, Mr. President. Do you really think she believes she can win?
Well, that I don't know. You'd have to ask her psychiatrist.
In Pasadena, California, thousands have already turned out to get ready to watch the 130th annual Rose Parade later this morning. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply. License in all 50 states. 3030. Additional can apply. Conditions or exclusions may apply.
CEO. I'm Jay Farn, America's Quicken Loans purchase lender. Premier home. New way to. We've created an unpredictable protect you from our exclusive interest rates. Approval. First of Rate Shield interest rate. First, we lock your days. Then up to 90 days. Your rate stays. If rates go up, down locked, but it drops down your rate, you win. Call either way, 800-QUICK. Call us today at rocketmortgage.com or go to rock
approval only valid on some racial loans. Call for cost certain 30-year fixed rate. Equal housing insurer.
The new year begins and the partial federal government shutdown continues. This report from USA Radio's Wendy King.
In an interview on Fox, the president has doubled down on his willingness to have incoming Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer join him for talks on the subject.
Oh, they could have come over any time. I spent Christmas in the White House. I spent New Year's Eve now in the White House. And, you know, I'm here. So I'm ready to go anytime they want. No, we are not giving up. We have to have border security. And the wall is a big part of border security, the biggest part.
The president also making it clear in that interview that any bill to end the shutdown must include funding for a border wall. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he may have no choice but to seek, in his words, a new path if the U.S. continues to demand unilateral action from his country when it comes to denuclearization. Kim stressing, though, he's still willing to meet with President Trump any time to talk. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Firefighters in France say three adults and five teenagers, the youngest being 13, were trapped 170 feet in the air on a broken fairground ride for over 8 hours from New Year's Eve evening into the early hours of 2019. Witnesses say the pendulum ride broke down at about 8:30 p.m. local time. Amid noise and sparks, it left one of the two passenger sections suspended at the highest point. Firefighters used a helicopter to reach the trapped people and provide them with harnesses so they could then be winched down onto a firefighter's ladder. The bunch of them are all okay. Four Florida men are accused of stealing over $500,000 worth of tequila. Hillsboro Sheriff's deputies recovering the stolen booze yesterday. The suspects allegedly transferred cases of Patron to another box truck at a Tampa area truck stop. They're to appear in court in just a few hours, even though it's a holiday. If you're looking to start off the new year with some serious cash in the bank, the Mega Millions jackpot will be at least $425 million when the drawing happens tonight. That would make the cash option about $254 million. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. I'm Chris Barnes for USA Radio News, wishing you a Happy New Year.